At both the beginning and the end of his papacy, St. John Paul II wrote two major documents on the Eucharist. In 1980, writing to the bishops and priests on Holy Thursday, in a document entitled The Mystery and Worship of the Eucharist, St. John Paul II said these words: "The church and the world have a great need for Eucharistic worship. Jesus awaits us in the sacrament of love. Let us not refuse to meet him in adoration, in contemplation, full of faith." As I meditated on this statement, it struck me how evocative it is. It is speaking the language of intimacy that the Eucharistic presence of Jesus Christ brings to us in a way not available in any other form. St. John Paul II speaks of the sacrament of love. And then it's so interesting that in the very next sentence he says, "Let us go to meet him in adoration." Now, this word adoration is a beautiful word. It means to meet someone face to face, mouth to mouth. The word adoration finds expression in our human relationships as husband and wife meet each other in the expression of conjugal love. And here in the sacrament of love, we meet the bridegroom. In the sacrament of love, we meet the bridegroom face to face and literally mouth to mouth as we receive him. And so with this language of the sacrament of love, hear now these words of our Lord from today's gospel: "No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me." This is the language of love. If you've ever fallen in love, this word being drawn to the object of love is a very beautiful word. There is a willingness of heart when one is drawn. There is a stirring of the soul. There is the desire to be in relationship with the other. When young people, for instance, fall in love, there is this kind of quality of adoration that sometimes drives parents kind of crazy. This desire to so be in the presence of the other that it's accompanied by a kind of intimacy that we call that's infatuation. But with time, if the love deepens, it leads to a desire to truly know the other. And as the church teaches, such a knowing, if it results in marriage, is then consummated by the beauty of the marital embrace. This is, in human terms, the deepest expression of adoration that two people can express one to another. But as we so know, in human relationships, it can go so wrong. And there can be a distancing, there can be a coldness, there can be a turning away from one another so that they don't see one another face to face anymore. And the same thing can happen for us in our Eucharistic worship, that it becomes, oh, it's Jesus again. It becomes sort of ordinary. It becomes run-of-the-mill. It becomes everyday. And so again, we need to listen to St. John Paul II, who says, "Let us not refuse to meet him in adoration, in contemplation, full of faith." To meet the Lord in contemplation and full of faith is to desire to grow in knowing Jesus, not just cognitively, but deeply and intimately. Listen again to today's gospel. "It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." Here's that language of being drawn towards, to be drawn to. And there's a beautiful sequence here. As we understand that the words of the Scripture are the words of the Father, we will learn from Jesus. And how does that happen? Well, think of that wonderful reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Here we see the Ethiopian reading from the prophet Isaiah, and as St. Augustine so aptly stated, the New Testament is contained in the Old, and the Old Testament is revealed by the New. And that's exactly what Philip does. He takes this passage, written hundreds of years before Jesus Christ, and he says that this found fulfillment on Calvary, and we would say that this lamb who was led to the slaughter also finds fulfillment every time that we sacrifice in the Mass the presence of Jesus made real to us at Calvary. And so this language is so beautiful because it shows us that all of Scripture has as the true object of its desire and love Jesus Christ. Now, what is the fruit of such fulfilled desire? I love this kind of throwaway line that St. Luke uses in relation to the Ethiopian. We're told that he went on his way rejoicing. I love this word, rejoicing. It's part of a group of words like joy. And at the heart of the word joy is the word grace, which in Greek is the word charis, spelled C-H-A-R-I-S. Charis. Eucharist. The Eucharist. The Eucharist is the meal of rejoicing. It is the meal of intimacy. It is this meal of joy. And as we understand what the Eucharist is, it is here that we meet Jesus in the Word. It is here that we literally meet Jesus face to face. It is here in the Eucharist that we are given the promise of eternal life. Now, you need to understand that eternal life is not just quantitative, that is, it's going to go on forever. Even more significantly, it is qualitative. And let me bring my homily to an end by quoting the last encyclical that John Paul II wrote in 2003. And this is called The Church and the Eucharist. Listen to what the Holy Father said about the qualitative nature of our relationship with Jesus. In the Holy Eucharist, through the changing of bread and wine into the body and blood of the Lord, she rejoices, there's that word rejoice again, in the presence of Jesus with a unique intensity, says St. John Paul II. Ever since Pentecost, when the church, the people of the new covenant, began her pilgrim journey toward her heavenly homeland, the divine sacrament has continued to mark the passing of her days, filling them with confident hope. That's what the Eucharist is. It fills us with this confident hope, a hope known by those who daily are drawn to the bridegroom Jesus, who daily meet him face to face, mouth to mouth, in adoration. Jesus, who continually makes himself present to us in the sacrament of love, says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." There is no more intimate language than that. The Mass, the Eucharist, it is the sacrament of love.